Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. And for today, film reviews as well. Who knew? Yes, today is something different. I'm coming to you on a Friday, which is unexpected and only reserved for special different episodes, which I think this one is. Well, now, I've talked about films in the past, particularly the relationship of reading a book and seeing it in the movies and all of that fun. And I'll just repeat my thought on that about how go and see the film first. That's always my suggestion. And then read the book, because then you win seeing it as a film and you win reading it as a book. But anyway, I digress. So I was just minding my own business, as I occasionally do, and I was asked, would I like to review a film? And initially I thought, oh my goodness, is this going to be some slightly strange film that a friend's child has made, and would I review it and all of that? And my inclination, you'll be shocked to know, was to say thank you so very much, but no thank you. But then I heard what the film was, and it was a film I'd already seen the trailer of and thought, oh, that's one I want to see. And it's called American Fiction. So I need to talk to you about that. But first of all, I do need to tell you about what films mean to me, because for me, they've always been an escape. Even if they're dealing with serious themes and issues, watching a film for me in the cinema is an escape. First of all, my watch always reports that it thinks I'm asleep when I'm watching a film at the cinema. And that's not the case, but it's just that I get so relaxed. I'm not on my phone. I'm just sitting there letting the film take me over. So that's always one thing. But also, I remember a friend of mine, Catherine, we have been friends for a long time. We won't put a number on it because it is too long. But we met at school and we developed very early on a love of going to films, possibly a love of going to films when really we should have been doing other things. There was one particular time, and I do remember this quite vividly, that the school decided we were all going to go off to a university, and it was there was a conference on, you see, I can't remember this, I say I can remember it vividly. I can remember the food that I ate, but I can't remember what the conference was about. I think it was something to do with economics. I think there were different political speakers. It was all supposed to be very motivational. Anyway, off we trooped. There were busloads of us going, got there. And how old were we then? About 15, something like that. Anyway, we were left to make our own way for the day at this university and then rendezvous at the coach to come home. Well, we found out that the university was, gosh, only a short train ride to the city centre. And we bowed out of the sort of conference and went to the city centre, to the Odeon Cinema, and sat there and watched a film. Thoroughly enjoyed it, had a lovely time, got the train back out to the university and rejoined our school to get on the coach to come home. And a few days later, the school announced that they had decided that we were going to write an article for the school magazine about this trip. And this isn't just a school magazine that just goes out, you know, is printed off a back of a what's it and handed out to a few people in the toilets. Oh, no, no. This is a full colour, huge deal that goes out to all the parents, past and present, anyone who's been to the school before can get a copy of this. It's in the office. It's all looking very nice. And the person they selected to write this article was Catherine. First of all, I was so glad they hadn't chosen me because I don't know what I would have done. Was Catherine, I've got to hand it to her. She wrote a brilliant article about an event we didn't go to. And the school never said anything about, well, this didn't happen. They just went with it. And the article was published to much acclaim. So we've always gone to the cinema from that point. Often when PE was on, we would find our way to the cinema. And we just still to this day meet up and see as many films as we can. A variety of different films. And I'd seen the trailer for American Fiction and certainly added it to my list. Now, I must say that I've been asked specifically, I've been incentivized to watch the film and review it for you. So when I got the film link to actually watch, I was really nervous because I thought I'm going to make some real enemies if I go back to them and say, look, the film wasn't good. I can't review it. I'm not willing to tell people it's a great film if I don't think it is. And equally, there's no point me making a podcast saying I didn't like the film. I was just nervous as to what their reaction would be. So I sat down and watched this film. And literally, I finished watching it only a few minutes ago because I finished it. And I was like, I need to tell you about this film. And it just got me thinking, there's been a few favourite things of mine that I've read or watched lately. I thought, right, let's tie this all up in a lovely bow of faves of the week. And so we've got a book, an audio book and a film. And I repeat, if I had not enjoyed this film, then I would not be telling you about it. You wouldn't even know that I'd been asked to review it because I would have gone back. I was actually concocting the email in my mind that I was going to send back to say, you know, thanks so much. Lovely opportunity, not for me. But no, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm going to tell you about the film first of all, because it's fresh in my mind. And the best thing I can say is not to listen to what I'm going to say, because there are some reviews I've seen about the film that go into so much detail, it almost spoils it. I think it's just a film to sit there, know that you're going to enjoy it, but be entertained by the surprises of the film. It does deal with some very serious issues. It does deal with Alzheimer's, race, identity, but for me it is that identity that's at the heart of everything, an acceptance of your identity and who you are and what that stands for. It's a funny film, but if I said to you it's funny, you're going to go along thinking, my goodness, my ribs are going to snap open from laughing so much. It's not, but I was laughing out loud because there's a sort of the irony of it, that some of the things that made me laugh, you just think, oh my goodness. And there's a character in it. Okay, so who's in it? My husband was asking me. And I said, oh, well, it's that guy with Cowboys and Robots. And he just looked at me and he said, I have not got a clue what you're talking about. And then, of course, I remembered Westworld. So it's the guy, Jeffrey Wright from Westworld, and he plays it brilliantly, the main character, and he's an author. And he's an author who's also a lecturer and is not happy with his lot. He's writing books that he thinks are important books that people should be reading, and yet he finds himself in a world where people maybe are not reading the books that he thinks they should. And that really riles him. And it does make you think about the world of publishing as well, I've got to say that, about what's a hit and what's not. And I should say, I don't think I'm giving too much away when I say this, that there are parts of the film where what he's writing comes to life in front of him. And I love that different element of it. It made me think that we always think that the grass is always greener on the other side. I am always doing that. Oh, if I only do this, if I do that, if I manage to get on this program, if I write a book, you know, you always think your life is going to be better. And in many ways, that's what the main character goes through. And yeah, I thought it was great. I love the ending as well. Obviously not going to say anything about that. What I can tell you is that the main character, who's played by Jeffrey Wright, has a brother. And this brother is played by Sterling K. Brown, who I recognise from This Is Us, this sort of epic series that had me in tears at every turn. And the character Sterling K. Brown plays in this one is so different. And I enjoyed it for that. I mean, it's there's sadness, there's anxiety, but there's humour coming out of that. And there's some brilliant other actors, Erica Alexander, Issa Rae, Tracy Ellis Ross, who you would know from Blackish. Just a sterling cast, really. I thought it was, I just loved it. I wanted it to carry on. I was a bit sad when it finished. Have I got anything negative to say? Yes, the negative thing is it finished and I was sad and I wanted to carry on. Honestly, I'm really glad I watched it. It's one that makes you think. So again, it's a great one for book clubs. It is a great one. Occasionally, one of my book clubs, we go to the cinema to see a book that we have already read and discussed. And I would really recommend book clubs going to watch this film now and discussing it because it is based on a book. So I would go and watch it, talk about it, and then maybe after that, get the book and you can talk about that as well. There's so much for you to talk about. I thought it was just a great film, a serious film, but a serious film that's, you know, easy to watch, but hard because it's all some really hard issues and funny, but funny in a way that it's, you know, it could make you feel uncomfortable as well. I just thought it was absolutely excellent. So I think I've talked long enough about the film American Fiction. So that was really good. I'm really chuffed. That was so much fun to watch. Fun, that's the wrong word. I'm really glad I watched the film. So the next thing I want to talk to you about is The Reversal by Michael Connelly. And I listened to this as an audiobook. So this is my audiobook recommendation. So here's the blurb on this one. When Mickey Haller is invited by the Los Angeles County District Attorney to prosecute a case for him, he knows something strange is going on. Mick is a defence lawyer, one of the best in the business, and to switch sides like this would be akin to asking a fox to guard the hen house. But the high-profile case of Jason Jessup, a convicted child killer who spent almost 25 years on death row before DNA evidence freed him, is an intriguing one, particularly since the DA's determination to recharge and retry him for the same crime seems doomed to failure. Eager for the publicity and drawn to the challenge, Mickey takes the case with Detective Harry Bosch on board as his lead investigator. So you'll have seen the film, I'm sure, The Lincoln Lawyer, and read the book. This is the third one in the series. You don't have to have read any of the other ones. I just really enjoyed it because I'm so used to reading a book or hearing an audio book where you're rooting for the defense lawyer, where that's the one that you're really rooting for and you want to win. Well, suddenly I found myself this time rooting for the prosecution. And I thought, my goodness, how easily my viewpoint changes, that one minute I'm rooting for the defense and now I'm rooting for the prosecution. That's an interesting way it's written. It had twists and turns that would have had me biting my nails if I hadn't been driving while I was listening to it. Honestly, I'm on a whole Michael Connelly crusade at the moment. I thought it was really, really good. So that's The Reversal. Now we come to a book that is also an audio book. And this is called Bookshops and Bone Dust by Travis Baldry. And Travis was on the podcast last year. What a book. Let me read you a little bit about this. What we need isn't always what we seek. Viv's career with the renowned mercenary company Rackham's Ravens isn't going as planned. Wounded during the hunt for a powerful necromancer, she's packed off against her will to recuperate in the sleepy beach town of Merck, so far from the action that she worries she'll never be able to return to it. What's a thwarted soldier of fortune to do? Spending her hours at a struggling bookshop in the company of its foul-mouthed proprietor is the last thing Viv would have predicted, even though it may be exactly what she needs. Still, adventure isn't far away. A suspicious traveller in grey, a gnome with a chip on her shoulder, a summer fling, and an improbable number of skeletons prove Merck to be more eventful than Viv could ever have expected. Sometimes right things happen at the wrong time, and sometimes we find ourselves in the stories we experience together. So this is a prequel to Legends and Lattes, which is a book that, as I say, came out, I think it came out last year. Certainly I read it and reviewed it last year. But this is the prequel. So it doesn't matter if you haven't read Legends and Lattes. It matters not one jot, I would say. Just read this book. And the audiobook narration is superb as well, because the author, Travis, is a professional audiobook narrator. I enjoyed this book. Funny, adventurous, cozy fantasy, I think is the badge we put on it. But there's a lot. There's battles in there. The characters are just sublime. I thought it was an extraordinary book and could be one of my favourites of the year. I'm saying that about quite a few books that I'm reading at the moment. But yes, there we go. So we've talked about American Fiction, which is directed by Cord Jefferson. And we've talked about The Reversal by Michael Connelly and Books and Bone Dust by Travis Baldry. Finally, before you go, as we're doing all sorts of favourites, I might as well throw this one in. I've discovered, oh my goodness, this lemon ice cream from Ben and Jerry's. I can't even remember what it's called. Sunny something, sunny honey ice cream. Oh my goodness, and it's fruit, it's lemon. So it's fruit, so you're quite entitled to sit and eat a whole tub, I think. And frankly, why not? But yes, I should stop talking about things I've loved this week. Any flops? I tell you what has been a flop this week. Last night, my son announced that he needed, for today, a pair of boots, lace-up black boots that he needed for a performance that he was doing today. And he told me that last night. Now, there are no shops round here that are open late at night or early in the morning. And I just thought, what am I going to do? And my husband has quite a nice pair of brown boots. And yeah, I'm the person that sat there looking at them with a black Sharpie pen in my hand thinking, do I colour these boots black so that, yeah, my son has the right thing for school? Yeah, in the end, I didn't. I came quite close. But yes, the flop is late announcements of things required, which used to happen all the time. But anyway, I've waffled. You're used to it. I've talked to you about films, something different. Let me know what films you've been watching, what films you've enjoyed. If you'd ever like to hear any more, I'd say a film. It's not really a film review. I've just told you that I thought it was great. And I'm definitely going to read the book now. It's a film that's kept me thinking about it and about what was covered. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm certainly going to be recommending it to others. But there we go. I've waffled. I've talked. I'll be back on Monday with a normal episode. Have no fear. Just look after yourselves and I'll talk to you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.